I would like to look for a little while at the value of a controlled temperature. And what I'm really interested in before this is over is we find the value of spiritual temperature control in my life. But what I would like to do, because really to be able to see how valuable God can do anything, it's good to compare what man is able to do. Because then when we do that comparing, we start seeing, wow, God is great in what he does. But I would like to go back in time a little bit, because you know, some of the younger ones here, it may seem like we have always had the inventions that we have today that we just take for granted in being able to control temperature. But I was reading a little article. It said in 1925, half the homes in America had electricity. So you know what? There was no temperature control before that time in those homes that didn't have it. It was, you were controlled by your environment. You opened your windows. I remember Louisiana. Now you would think you'd never open your windows down there. You did when you didn't have air conditioner. We never had an air conditioner until we moved from there in 1975. I remember going to my aunt's house. They had just bought a window unit. First one that I'd ever seen. And I stood in front of that, and I said, down in Louisiana too. I stood in front of that thing and I said, oh, this is the best invention they've ever come up with. Being able to take, you've got all this environment around you that wants to affect you, but I've got something now to be able to control my temperature. What about this? Here's another one we take for granted. The cook stove that you have and you want to make bread and you set it on your temperature, 350 or whatever, and if it's a good stove, it'll hold that temperature. What about years ago? When they had the wood stoves that they tried to maintain a temperature and how hard it would be to bake bread, but they were able to do it. Talking about temperature control. You know, car air conditioning has not really been out that many years compared to time. What was the way you cooled yourself when you're going down the road before? Roll your windows down, or whatever was outside, the environment around you was what you tried to control temperature with. Yes. And it was very hard to do. I remember Mom and Dad would have an old school bus and we would go in the summer traveling. There was no such thing as air conditioner. But we found out if you would soak a towel in water and then hold it up to the window while you're going along, it would help a little bit. You didn't look so good, but it would help for going. AC at Monarch Cabins. You know, we kind of think it's always been. It hadn't always been. You know, the old green, maybe you don't, a lot of you young ones don't remember, the old green army tents. They had a smell to themselves in the wintertime, but it got worse in the summertime when the heat would be baking on it. And that was a time when afternoon service attendance was greater. Because you could not stay in your tent. You had to get out and find something shaded. You know, those are the way times used to be. And then times have changed. What I'm really interested in is spiritual temperature control. Because we're in a time where our spiritual temperature can fluctuate. But to be able to look at that, I'd like to look at a few more temporal ones. Have you ever tried to deep fry something on a stovetop with a candy thermometer? You know, that thing is all over the chart. You've got it at 350, you put too many things in it, the temperature falls way down, so you turn it up on high. And then you go over and do something else and you come back and the oil is smoking because it's 425, about to catch on fire, and you're back and forth trying to regulate it. Remember, we're headed toward checking our spiritual temperature. You know, many times life can be kind of like that. I'm always just behind the curve trying to bring this thing into control in the things that happen in my life. But then they came out with what they called a fry daddy set your temperature and it'll maintain it. Just don't put too much in it at a time. Given us an automatic control. To be able to maintain building temperature, we take for granted what we have here today. When we walked in, right now it feels kind of hot in here. Some people fanning. You know, when we walked in from outside, we felt like it was almost too cold in here. The difference of what the outside environment was and what we have for here. I'd like to tell you a little bit about air conditioning, because what it is trying to change from the environment we had outside, and we would use the old attic fan at home, to where now I'd like to maintain a constant temperature. So before they would install a heating and cooling unit in a building, they do a load calculation. How many people would you expect to be coming in here or at a home? People load, there's BTUs per person. Showers is going to put some heat in a home. You're going to have to be able to remove that heat. So they figure that all up. They look at what your thickness of the walls is, because that's the environment wanting to come in. Thicker walls you have is a help to you. Attic insulation. We're headed toward checking our spiritual temperature. But you think about in a home, they take all that into account, because if you have a thin wall, the environment outside is going to be wanting to come in, and it's going to take a much bigger air conditioner. They talk about BTU, British Thermal Unit. You know what that is? It's the amount of heat that it takes to raise 1 pound of water 1 degree. How much heat has to be applied, or if you want to do air conditioning, you want to cool it, how much does it take cooling to pull it down? 12,000 BTUs is a ton. So our homes may be 3 ton. So we think about that. Man has come a long way in what he is able to invent for us. Comfort that we have in maintaining temperature. But I would like now to compare that with God's ability. Just in the temporal things. You take a house that we're trying to cool. Maybe it's 3 tons. God is able to, well, we just saw it at Monarch. He can air condition the whole outside. How many tons would that take to be able to make a change in temperature? We've had times at home before we'd run the air conditioner, one of the children go out and leave the door open. And we'd say, shut that door. We don't have the money to be able to air condition the outside. And yet God has the ability to come along and he can air condition miles and miles of space. Just a couple months ago, comparing God with what man's been able to do, we had a tornado warning. You may remember it a couple months ago. It was coming. Chickasha, Yukon, it seemed like a lot of them go around that way, Crescent. And they were telling us, this one is dipping down. It's coming back up. It's getting larger. It's coming down. It's hit the ground now. And you wonder, it's heading on around toward Mulhall. And it's getting larger. What man could say, I'm going to take control of that thing and I'm going to stop it? All man can do is find a place to try to get underground if possible. He has no control. But there was something amazing to me that day. I don't guess I'd heard it before, but the meteorologist that was following it, tracking it, and telling us where it was expected to go next, he said, you know what? This tornado has a boundary set for it. It will go no farther. And I thought, wait a minute. You tell me what can stop it. He said, it's a cold front that is coming from the north is going to put a stop to this tornado. That's God's ability to do temperature control. And I was headed home from Oklahoma City after we saw that the storm wouldn't come through the downtown area. I was headed home on I-35. And when he's telling us it has a boundary, it's going to be stopped here in just a little bit. And I was at the rest area when it, you know how you can watch your temperature on your car, what the outside temperature is. And it was like a wall of cold air. It dropped 13 degrees in just a mile. It was just flipping off. I rolled the window down. It was like the air conditioner was outside, just knocking the temperature down. God was in control of that. What he is able to do with temperature control. Monarch is still a reminder, and it ought to be a reminder to us. About the time we think, I've got a problem, and I don't know how God can fix it. You know what? He was able to reach down and help us all out during that meeting. While we're talking about temperature control, what does this number mean to you? 98.6. Now, that's a pretty fine number right there. It's not okay. Okay, 80 to 100, that's pretty good. But we hear that number. It's the body temperature. The average of the body temperature is, we've always heard, 98.6. Take this temperature. If it's 98.6, things are tracking along pretty good. God set a temperature of what it should be for a human body. It makes me realize what a mighty God we serve. Well, I look at that. The ability to maintain that temperature, how's it done? For summer and for winter, there's outside influences even on our body. You walk outside when it's 110 degrees, and God provided some means for us. Start sweating. The little air conditioning system that God put in to maintain body temperature, to keep it from having a heat stroke, hotter than the body can maintain, start sweating. That's what God was able to do. Hypothermia, when the body loses heat faster than it can produce it. Need to be able to do something then. So now I would like to look at the spiritual side of it. Because you know what? God would like to give us some tools to be able to maintain a constant temperature instead of it going up and down. So let's look at some verses. One of them is in 3 John, because here he's telling us, I have a desire. 3 John, in the 2nd verse, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So I would like for your body to be well, but I'd also like for you to have a good spiritual temperature control. So I was looking at, we can take care of some things for the human body. Comparing the temporal and the spiritual. Wintertime, to avoid hypothermia, there's some things we can put on. You start putting on the overcoat. You put on the gloves and the hat. What about for the spiritual? Is there anything that you can think of in the Bible that tells us how we can avoid spiritual hypothermia? What about Romans 13th chapter? In Romans 13 and 14. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. To keep from having spiritual health problems, here's some things that we can put on spiritually. There's another one that I believe is very important for us. It's in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter 5 and 5. This one tells us something else that we should be put on. We should put on. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. Yeah. Humility will keep me from having spiritual sickness. God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace to the humble. God has a desire to control the temperature, not just of the outside, but he would like to control the temperature of my spirit. And there's some things that I can put on. There's also some things that I may need to put off. I was looking at a verse in Colossians. In Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and in the 8th verse. You know, to have spiritual health, there are some things that we need to do. But now ye also put off all these. Yes. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Some things to put off. And also in Ephesians 4 and 31 is another one. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Some things for me to have spiritual health. There's things that I need to put on to maintain a good spiritual temperature. There's some things that I need to put off. I was looking at another verse in 1 Peter, the third chapter. 1 Peter 3 and 4, third verse, 3 and 3. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. But here's what he'd like for us to be putting on. Let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Don't let it be just the outward adorning, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Looking on the, what's on the inside is what's important. There is a remedy for spiritual heat stroke. When my spiritual temperature can fluctuate fast, and let me give you an example of that. In Luke, it happened to some of the disciples. In Luke, the 9th chapter, and in the 54th verse, because we have things happening. Okay, and I have, no. We have things that can happen in our life that can cause my spiritual temperature to fluctuate. But God can help me with it. He tried to help them with it. Luke in the 9th chapter, 54th verse. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, you remember when the people of the village did not receive them, something happened inside of them. John saw this. They said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned, he rebuked them, and he said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but it's come to save them. What God wants to be able to put inside of me to help maintain a good spiritual temperature. Because we can read this story and say, I'd never do that. But you know what? I can look at some of the things happening around me today and say, God, I think it's time for you to take care of that situation. And he still has this that he would say to me. You don't know what manner of spirit you're of. I've got a better spiritual temperature for you. Things can happen in our life, just like the environment outside of us. You open up the door and let that 104-degree temperature come in here, and it won't be long. This air conditioner couldn't keep up with it. We have things that can happen to us and change. We can be feeling so spiritual and things going well, and all of a sudden something can happen that changes all that. It happened with Elijah. I was thinking about him on Mount Carmel. What a success story. How he was able to be up against those 450 prophets of Baal, gave them time to call on their God, and now he says, okay, it's my turn now. And he tells them, I don't know where they got the water. You know, they had a shortage of water anyhow. But he tells them, barrel after barrel on top of this mountain, pour it on there. Because he had a confidence of what God could do. Prayed a simple prayer, and fire came down and licked up all of it, the stones, the water, and everything. You would think that your spiritual temperature, you could ride on that for a long time. Yeah. You remember what happened that evening? Jezebel said, I tell you what, God do so to me and more also, if tomorrow about this time, you're not the same as all those prophets. all of a sudden his temperature just went out of control. It's time to run. I've got to run. My life is in danger. Ran with his servant for a while and just left his servant. I wonder what the servant thought about it all. I was with him up there on the mountain. Boy, that was a good time. Remember, he had his servant go look several times and, okay, now I see the size of a man's hand. Tell him to get down. There's a great big rain coming. What a contact he had with God. But now here comes this threat. And all of a sudden, and you know, I can look at Elijah and say, why? And then I look at myself and say, whoops, I can do that same kind of thing. When all I'm feeling real close to the Lord, but here comes this thing that knocks me. It changes my spiritual temperature to where I can have a spiritual heat stroke. Because what's happening is I'm trying to do it on my own. And it was never intended for us to do it on our own. There is something for us, and what I'd like to have is I want to be able to have my spirit have an even temperature. To do that, I've got to have a source for it. I'd like to look at a verse in Proverbs. Proverbs 18 and 10. A simple verse. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You know what? I need to remember that when the environment changes so fast. It's the name of the Lord that's the strong tower. And the righteous can run into it. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. God never intended me to try to maintain a constant temperature on my own. He has a place for me to run to. There is another one in Psalms. Psalm 61 and 10. Because there can be some things come so quick that can knock me off my feet. Psalm 61, from the 61 in the second verse, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There is something bigger than me that can help me in those times when my spiritual temperature could change so quickly. There's another verse I'd like to look at. Isaiah 32 and 17. The work of righteousness shall be peace. Talk about an even temperature. Peace is pretty valuable right there. When my spiritual temperature can fluctuate so much, and it usually happens because of the environment around me. It happens because of the things that are happening around me. This says the work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. It didn't say, okay, the environment around is now suitable to be able to live in these. It says my people will be able to live this way. And it really doesn't matter what's happening around us. I am thankful for that. Here is another verse, John 14 and 27. He's got a peace that he wants to give us. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. No matter what's happening around me, the Lord can help my spiritual temperature to be steady. And I'm thankful for that. Philippians 4 and 7. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. So when the people would look on you and see the trouble that you're in and say his temperature, his emotional temperature should be out of control. But here's where the help comes from. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then here's how he wants to help us. That next verse tells us that, you know, we can help him out depending on what things we're thinking about. Remember, the scripture says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We have a part to play, but there's also a part where I run to the Lord and say, I need your help with this. There's another story that I was looking at, and I've often wondered about this. When the disciples were in the boat, and Jesus was down in the bottom asleep, and they think they're going to die, and they went down and woke him up. Did they wake him up because they were afraid he was going to drown down there? No. But they woke him up and said, "Don't you care that we're about to perish?" You know, they're thinking all about themselves. I've got a trouble. Now, I wonder what they expected him to do, because they didn't expect him to do what he did. They were surprised at it. You know, sometimes we can be surprised at it, at the power that he's got to bring peace to my storm, when all he's got to do is speak peace and it settles out. And they were amazed at it. We're each one going to have outside influences come against our spirit that would cause us to be one way or another. But the Lord would like to have us balanced. And the first thing I need to realize is, let me run to him. At any time I feel my spirit is getting out of control with the problems that we face, help me to run to the rock that is higher than I. There is another verse, Proverbs 16. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Yes. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. And you know what? It was not intended that I be able to make it on my own, be able to rule my spirit, because I take it to him and tell him I need some help. There is a couple verses in a song that I'd like to look at. I think it's song number 299, verse 3 and verse 4. Because, you know, my feelings can run all over the chart in a day's time. Look at what this verse says, 299, verse 3. My feelings are given to Father's control. No matter how I feel about it, I take it and I hand it to him, because he's the one that can give me an even temperature. His wisdom shall govern my body and soul. His word is sufficient. I seek not a sign. I grasp but the promise, and Jesus is mine. Fourth verse, the tide of emotion may run as it will. The Son and the Father abide in me still. We really can't hardly control the emotion that it begins with any more than we can control the thought that comes into our mind. But when I see the direction that it's going me, that it's taken me, I can go to the Lord and he can balance that tide of emotion. There is a song that I'd like for us to close with, because this, I believe, will help us all out. It is song number 284, The Virtue of Faith. To be able to balance those times when my emotion is running out of control by influences around me that I have no control over, those things that come to me. I'd like for us to sing this song together, number 284. As far above the howling storm, secure from danger's reach and harm, triumphantly the eagle flies. My soul on wings of faith would rise. When raging is the tempest blast, ere yet its wrath is overpast, my soul would rise from earthly woe to leave the stormy winds below. Upon the troubled, restless wave, his fearful, trembling ones to save. The Master walked and calmed the sea. The wildly tossing Galilee, by faith again I hear His voice in tones which make my heart rejoice. When fears my soul with terror thrill, He gently whispers, "Peace, be still." The lilies clothed in garments fair, the ravens flying through the air, our blessed Father cares for all. He seeth in the sparrows fall, His children more He surely loves. Their cry His heart with pity moves. Though thorns be strew the path we've trod, He whispers, "Still have faith in God." The waves around may fiercely roll, they can not harm my trusting soul. Regarding not what I may see, my faith, O Lord, ascends to Thee. The darkest night and brazen sky are pierced by faith's unfailing eye. My cry shall be till time shall cease, "O blessed Lord, my faith increase." You know, the day in Louisiana when I walked up that little window unit, the first one I'd ever seen, you know, it just seemed like my life was going to always be what the outside environment is. Just roll your window up, turn on the attic fan, pull that air across you. That's the best you're going to be able to do. But along came something of an invention that says we can control that temperature. We don't have to live off the outside influences anymore. You know, God wants to do the same thing for us spiritually. We don't have to be swayed by outside influences. God has a good even spiritual temperature for us, and I'm thankful for that. Desire your prayer.